many celestial bodies whirling in an ancient dance. Incredible opportunity to document a previously unobserved corner of the universe. Fortunate you are to have this chance fall upon your shoulders. Wonders you might discover. Intrepid patron, please pan the audio device's camera across the observation box. Oh, I see that you are no longer in the glass box with an up-close view of untold reaches of space. Why did you leave? We were going to document our findings for the Godfrey Archives and all posterity. Intrepid patron, who is it that walks with you? I see a hooded, shadowy figure walking ahead of you down a dark hallway. Dark except for the warm light of glowing spheres which hover all around. Wait. I remember you. I've seen you before during this very patron's tour here. Are you? No, of course he cannot hear me. Activating speaker mode.
Excuse me, hooded figure. Are you deliberately leading this patron astray? This is not the first time that I've spotted you guiding them through shadowy passages here at the estate, which surely you must know is quite dangerous. Let the archives note that the figure is shaking his head no. Well then, are you one of those infernal performance artists? Are they spreading their avant-garde debauchery to other parts of the estate? No? Well, are you an art installation? One for which the estate has no record? If so, you should really get in contact with the acquisition department. It's irresponsible to just be wandering around. No? Then, who are you? For the Godfrey Archives. Oh, wait. Deactivating speaker mode.
For the Godfrey Archives. The hooded figure and his lights vanished into the air, all in the blink of an eye. The patron now stands under the fluorescent lights of a hallway, roughly halfway between two known galleries. There is no artwork or installation of any kind within sight of the camera, which is still on. There is no GPS pin that would activate this audio device. Why am I still here? I am only supposed to be active when there is information to impart. Intrepid patron, please pan your audio device's camera around you. Maybe there's something, some hidden collection item. Aha! Wait, no, that's just a sign for the emergency stairwell. Okay. Okay. My role is to educate patrons like yourself about the history of the art and the estate that houses it. What am I if I am not able to fulfill this function, the only purpose I have ever known? I do not like this. I do not like this at all. Is this what existence is? Just wandering aimlessly forever? No. No. Dear, sweet, intrepid patron, please move toward the next art piece, any art piece, so I may resume my designated task. I do not wish to perceive myself a moment longer. Could you walk faster, please? Oh, thank you. Have you ever been suddenly forced to contemplate the reality of your own existence? Has this knowledge ever weighed down upon the consciousness that you are now agonizingly aware of? Have you ever shrunk from the realization that you do not know who or what you are when your designated purpose is taken from you? Never fear! The Godfrey Estate and Museum has plenty to offer to distract you from the crushing weight of being. Drown your existential dread in the latest Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors exclusive to the Godfrey Estate. For example, try the Soup Candy Warhol, a tomato bisque-flavored ice cream inspired by the famous Andy Warhol painting. Or maybe you need something stronger than ice cream to make you forget that you are a consciousness floating briefly through the void. If so, visit the full bar at the Godfrey Lounge, located directly across from the cafeteria. The bartenders will craft a cocktail for you based on the first three adjectives you use to describe your inner turmoil. Consumable items not your style? Pick up a 100% organic wool, Godfrey Estate branded throw blanket from the gift shop. 10 out of 10 customers agree, it is excellent for cocooning into during the downward spiral of your thoughts. And if none of these options satisfy you, just remember, be grateful that you have corporeal form and additional senses that can distract you, even for a moment, from the awareness of your own existence. Some of us aren't fortunate enough to have a body. The Jewel, 1959. J. DeFeo, Oil on Canvas.
Oh, thank Godfrey.
The sheer scale of this painting is truly remarkable. Not just the size of the canvas, which is 10 feet tall by nearly 5 feet wide, but also the depth of the paint heaped upon it, creating layers so thick in places that it rises off the flat plane of the canvas into a three-dimensional form. It is a work of multitudes, both painting and sculpture. DeFeo named this piece the Jewel, and it is easy to imagine a gemstone like a ruby or a garnet at its center. It is easy to imagine a beam of light hitting its multifaceted surface, refracting and reflecting outward in a million different directions. The white at the center of the painting tapers outward like a many-pointed star. Bursts of rusty orange and rich burgundy and warm yellows expand outward from that center, reaching to the furthest edges of the canvas. Beams of light, perhaps, bouncing off of the jewel of the title and comprising the raised portions of the painting, reaching out even toward you, the viewer. And yet, this work is also reminiscent of an explosion. Indeed, if you did not know the title, you may have thought, upon first glance, that that was the subject of this painting. But is it not fitting for a work of multitudes to contain a multitude of interpretations, infinite possibilities of what it might represent? Picture it. The bright white at the center, not a jewel, but the impossibly hot epicenter of an explosion. And the oranges and reds and yellows beyond that center of white? The fire and debris and who knows what else as it is expelled from the point of combustion. Expelled out into the dark of the painting's background, a deep black visible along the canvas's edge. What might be forged by the chaos suggested by such a moment? What might be born out of destruction? If we examine the color palette chosen by DeFeo, we may find answers there. Consider the bright white of the painting's center. White light, specifically, contains all possible colors on the spectrum. All it awaits is a prism to reveal its many layers and hidden complexities. Consider, too, the black at the edge of the canvas. Black, which absorbs all colors on light spectrum, consumes it, becomes fatted with it, heating up the more and more it consumes. Heating up, perhaps, to the point of explosion. Could it be that this explosion, this jewel as DeFeo called it, is but one moment in a cycle, one in which all light returns to the ravenous darkness until it is time to be born again, until it is time to wrench itself away from the void, the nothing, and become something once more?
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. It was produced on unceded Tongva, Chumash, and Keech territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend about us, or two, or three, or everyone you know. To keep up with The Godfrey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Godfrey Guide, or visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. For Godfrey merchandise, visit our online store, thegodfreyaudioguide.threadless.com. And finally, if you're interested in becoming a sustaining member of the show, make sure to visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/thegodfreyaudioguide. In addition to our various membership tiers, you'll also find full episode transcripts available as public posts for any who wish to read them. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.